everybody. How are you? This is Danny Morrell with another episode of the Real Estate Sales Show. This one is a little bit interesting because it is part two of a two-part series that we had on the redheaded stepchild of the real estate sales business. You know what it is, guys. It's the one thing we don't want to talk about. It's the one thing we avoid like the plague. It's knowing your numbers, tracking them, and understanding them. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and get started and go right into the information, because my goal for today, last episode, which if you didn't listen to that one, this one won't make any sense. So I need you to go stop this one and go listen to the previous episode here on realestatesalesshow.com. But the reality is that today my goal is to go ahead and explain to you what these ratios are, explain to you what they mean in your business, explain to you why it's so important for you to understand them, and then explain to you the benefit of tracking and really understanding all of this. I'll tell you how important or how much belief I have in what I'm about to show you. You know, when I started our company, we started the company for one purpose and one goal, and that was very simply was to show real estate sales professionals everything that I had learned that allowed me to close 150 transactions a year as a salesperson. Everything from the skill set to the mindset to the habits to the time management to the systems that you have to have in place to the way to, you know, track your files, the way to eventually lead a staff, all of that, right? And that's what we do on a daily day basis. Well, I knew that there was no way, and I'm going to say this again, there is no way it's you cannot get to you can't get to 75 deals a year or more without tracking your numbers. It's not going to happen. Now, some of you may say, oh yeah, well, I know of so-and-so does it. And the reality is that they don't track their numbers. Yeah, but that's probably because they have four or five people, quote unquote, working under them. I'm talking the real deal here, right? I'm talking the cream of the crop as a salesperson with maybe an assistant and one buyer's agent at the absolute most. There's no way you can get to 75, 100 transactions a year without understanding your numbers, okay? So guys, listen, if you don't mind, I'm going to go right ahead and get into it because there's a lot for us to cover. And unless you're an analytical, some of this stuff is going to kind of hurt the brain a little bit, right? How many of you expressives out there know, like myself, that we don't necessarily like speaking sometimes about the numbers? There went my friend Lisa trying to hide, by the way. The benefits of having this huge, beautiful private office, right, guys? All right, so here we go. So again, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I highly recommend that because you're going to be lost if not, all right? So here we go. The first ratio that you need to be tracking on a daily, weekly, quarterly, monthly basis is hours, contacts made to hours prospected. Write that down. Contacts made to hours prospected. And for every ratio that I give you, I'm going to give you an ideal target. And I will explain to you why that target is such. And I will explain to you a couple of signs of or what could be happening or what situations could be occurring when you're not hitting the target. And then I'll also explain to you a couple of different remedies and a couple of different things for you to be able to address each ratio. All right. So again, first thing, how do you come up with this ratio? It's simple. It's dividing the amount of people you have spoken to for a week, a month, a quarter or a year, divided into the amount of hours that you've prospected. So let's say, for example, that this week I prospected 10 hours and I spoke to 100 people because I kept track. How many contacts per hour am I speaking to? 10. You got it. All right, good. Now we're getting started here, okay? A lot of you guys, you've never heard this. Nobody's ever taught you this, but this is very, very important. Okay, fantastic. So what is the baseline or what's the number that we should be trying to hit? When it comes to the contacts to hours prospected ratio, the number is 10. All right, so that's the baseline. And so if you're tracking your numbers, by the way, this is going to be one of those episodes that you're going to want to come back to a lot, because you're going to have to go track your numbers for a month and then come back and then, you know, compare your ratios to the ratios that I'm giving you here. All right. So if you're tracking your numbers and your ratio is, say, four contacts to an hour prospected. Well, what's the problem with that? Well, guys, sales is a numbers game. So if I go out and I prospect at 100 hours and I'm speaking to 10 people per hour, that means I'm going to be able to speak to 10,000 people, right? And the reality is that if you're out there, right? Or is that 1,000? That's 1,000 people, I'm sorry. And if you're out there and if you're speaking to 10, you're prospecting for 100 hours and you're only speaking to 3 or 4 people, that means that in the same, listen to me very carefully, in the same amount of time that you and I are working, I'm going to speak to and contact 600 more people than you are. Do you think I might have an advantage? Do you think I might have a better shot at taking a listing or making a sale? Let me give you the answer. The answer is undoubtedly yes. Undoubtedly yes. Okay? So I hope you can see that example. It's the difference over the course of 1 hour or 100 hours between speaking to 300 people and 1,000 people. And that is 600 people, okay? 600 people, right? So I want you to remember that number, 600, because we're going to play with that number and I'm going to show you what's going on here in a second, all right? So what are some remedies, or what is something that could be happening to cause you to speak to a lower amount of people? Well, number one, you may not be that focused. You may not be that focused. Number two, if you're out door knocking, you may not be knocking fast enough. You're waiting there, waiting for people to answer the door, and it just ain't happening. Guys, if they're not going to answer, they're not going to answer. Go to the next door. The next one is you're on the phones and you might be doing the same thing, right? Another one that, you know, tends to always happen is we tend to be a little bit too friendly on the phones instead of following a script, right? That's another problem, is that you could not be following a script and you could be rambling a lot. And so it's taking you more time to speak with people, okay? These are all problems that could be causing for you to be under that 10 per hour mark, all right? There could be another problem. You could be at 13 or 14 contacts per hour, and that could be good or bad. It could be good if you're highly skilled and you know what to say. It could be terrible if you're just blowing through people, right? Because if you're just blowing through people and you're not making a connection, that could be something that you might have to look at as well, all right? So what's the remedy, or what's the solution? The solution is simple. Number one, speed up the pace in between phone calls, okay? And number two is memorize your scripts. If you can do those two things, chances are that you'll be able to go ahead and increase the amount of people that you're speaking to per hour, all right? Fantastic. Another ratio that you need to be tracking, hours role played per day. Hours role played per day. Very simple. How do you track this? Total amount of days worked divided by the hours you've been role playing. There you go. And that'll give you a number, right? And why is this important? It's important because I believe that if you're not closing over 30 transactions a year, that you should be realistically role playing at least 1 hour per day. 1 hour per day. Because part of the reason why you're not closing the amount of deals that you should be closing is because you're not confident in what to say. And if you're not confident in what to say, guys, I'll tell you right now, it's going to get really tough for you out there. Really tough for you out there. Okay? So, hours role playing per day. The next one, and this is a big one. This is one of those ratios that when you finally learn this, and you can only learn it by tracking it, right? So when you finally learn it, it opens up an entirely new world to you, because you're no longer flying blind. You have an understanding of what it takes to get an appointment, And when you have an understanding of what it takes to get an appointment, you start taking more appointments, and as a result, start taking more listings. And why do you think that happens? It's very simple. It's because your brain is looking for a target. And guys, you know as well as I do, without a target, it's very tough to hit the target, right? So the next one's a big one. It's contacts to a listing appointment. Contacts to a listing appointment. Okay. So how do you do this? Very simple. Let's say that for the month you went on 5 listing appointments and you made 5,000 contacts, right? Then what is the number, right? 5 listing appointments, 5 listing appointments, 500 contacts. Then what is the number? Your number is 100. It's taking you 100 people to speak to go to a listing appointment. Now, what should be the benchmark there? The benchmark there should be realistically in the 75 range. Now, some of the superstars do it in like 20 or 30. I'm personally at a place right now in my life that if I'm on the phones within 5 to 6 people, I can set an appointment pretty easily. And it also depends on who you're calling, and it depends on the prospects you're speaking to, so forth and so on. But if you're higher than that, I think it all boils down to your knowledge of the scripts, guys. That's a big one. And I want you to consider something. I want you to consider the fact that if it takes me, right, 50 people to set an appointment, and it takes you 100 people to set an appointment, I can get to an appointment in half the time that you can. Okay? I can get to an appointment in half the time that you can. Now, let's take it a step further, right? If it's taking me, if I'm making 10 contacts per hour and it's taking me 50 contacts to set an appointment, that means that I know I can expect to set an appointment right about every 5 hours that I prospect. Okay? Hopefully you're understanding these numbers. If it takes you 100 contacts to an appointment, and instead of doing 10 contacts per hour, you're doing 5 contacts per hour now. Think about it and do the math, guys. Now, you see how the numbers just start, the gap just starts widening, guys. It starts widening and it gets worse and worse and worse. Why? Because if it's taking you 5 contacts in an hour where it took me 10, and if it takes me 50 contacts to an appointment, which it takes you 100, that means I can get on an appointment in literally 5 hours of prospecting. And my math may be off here because I may be going a little bit too fast for myself. But let's see here. It'll be 2 to do 100. It would take you double the time. It would take you 10 hours, guys. 10 hours, right? Because it's taking you 2 hours to get to the amount of contacts that you need in order to really get to 10 contacts per hour, okay? So I hope that this math is making sense for you. Because, guys, I'm telling you right now, this is the difference between agents that are out there spinning their wheels and agents that are out there working half the time. And some of you are watching this in your very own offices. There's people in your office right now that are sales masters, and there seems as though it's a little effortless for them. You know, it seems as though it doesn't take them as much time to do or to accomplish what it takes you forever to accomplish. What's the root cause of all of this? It all boils down to confidence with what you're saying and how you're saying it. I want to get you the actual number because this is killing me now. Let me grab my calculator. So if it's taking me 5 contacts to an hour, and it's taking me 100 contacts to set an appointment, It's 20 hours. Okay? So that means you have to be on the phone for 20 hours to set an appointment, where I need to be on the phones, based off the example, in 5 hours I can set an appointment. That means essentially that it's taking me 15 hours less of work to accomplish what it's causing you 20 hours worth of work. I mean, I just want you to, that's mind-boggling, because then when you compare that over the course of a year, like, you don't got a shot. You don't got a shot. And so at the end, I'm going to give you a couple of pointers as to how to start fixing some of these things. But let's keep going here, because this is another big ratio here. Another big ratio. Listing appointments to listings taken. Listing appointments to listings taken. So let's say, for example, that you went on 10 appointments and you took 3 listings. And I went on 10 appointments and I took 8, right? So what is my ratio? I have an 80% closing ratio, or 80% of the appointments that I go on, I list. Whereas in the other scenario, it's taking you, or, you know, whoever we're discussing, 30% of the time. Only 30% of the time that they actually go on an appointment do they actually take a listing. So now, as you can see, the numbers start compounding more and more and more, to the point that now, on top of you having to make more contacts and be on the phones for 4 times the amount, now, on top of that, once you actually get on an appointment, you have to go on 3 times the appointments just to actually take one listing. And if you think that these numbers are a lie, let me tell you right now, these are actual examples and actual circumstances and actual situations that are going on right now in your office and everywhere all around you. You just have never, no one's ever taken the time to teach you it. That's all. No one's ever taken the time to teach it to you. Okay. And so I know that this could be a little overwhelmed, so let me do a little bit of a review, okay? These are the ratios that you should be tracking, and you'll get these ratios if you're actually tracking your numbers, all right? So you want to be tracking hours prospected per day. You want to be tracking hours role played per day. You want to be tracking contacts made per hours prospected. You want to be tracking contacts made to a listing appointment. And then you want to be tracking your listing appointment conversion ratio. How many, or what percentage of the time, are you converting your listing appointments into an actual signed contract? And so what is the problem associated with this ratio, with the listing appointment ratio? Well, I tell you, problem number one is you're going to get sick and tired of this business very, very fast, right? That's problem number one, is that you're going to get sick and tired of this business very, very fast, because you're going to feel like you're doing a lot, but nothing is happening, right? Favorite words of salespeople: oh yeah, but nothing happened, right? Okay. Where do you think it comes from? Two things. Write this down. Lack of seller or buyer pre-qualification, and a lack of understanding the presentation script, whatever presentation you're on, buyer presentation, seller presentation, whatever the case may be. Think about that for a second. Think about the fact that if you don't pre-qualify your appointments, naturally, you're going to go on a bunch of appointments that waste your time. It's just natural. And think about the fact that if I pre-qualify 100% of my appointments, yeah, that might mean I go on less appointments because I'll know the objection before I get there. Hello. But the other thing that'll happen is that I'll know that if I'm going on an appointment, it's because something's going to happen, and it's because I'm about to sign a contract. And so I can confidently go out there and know that if I want to take 8 listings this month, all I need to do is find 10 appointments. And how many contacts is it taking me to get an appointment? 50. So if I want to go out and I want to go on 10 appointments, which would ensure me 8 listings, How many contacts do I need to make this month? 5,000. Right? Is that the number? 500, even better. A lot less, right? 500. Right? You guys see how this works, guys? These are the numbers, right? These are the numbers. And once you understand the numbers, this is the blessing and the benefit of understanding the numbers. Your business can become predictable and duplicatable, like Mike Ferry, our coach, always talks about, right? Predictable and duplicatable. No more winging it, right? No more winging it. It just becomes easy. It becomes simple. It becomes duplicatable. It becomes something that you can do and something that you can recreate. No more fluke months. No more good month versus bad month versus good month versus bad month. I want you to realize the example I just gave you. I was able to break down my numbers and I was able to tell you if I wanted to take 8 listings this month, I knew what I had to do. I worked my numbers backwards. I knew I had to go on 10 appointments. I know it takes me 50 contacts to go on an appointment. And if you put 50 contacts into 10 appointments, that's 500 appointments. Very simple. 500 contacts. Right? And then if I know how many contacts I'm making per hour, well, let's just do the math on that one real fast. If I know how many contacts I'm making per hour, which I'm making 10 contacts per hour, right? Then it'll tell you how many hours you need to prospect to make the contacts that you need to make, to go on the appointments that you need to go on, to take the listings that you need to take. All by knowing the numbers. Take a wild guess why our company started from the bottom, now we're here. Take a wild guess, because we know our numbers, right? We know certain ratios that we need to be tracking and monitoring to ensure the success and the healthy growth of the company. Take a wild guess where we got it from. I did it as an agent, so I have a very big respect for numbers. And here's the last ratio that I want to cover with you. It's listings taken to listings sold ratio. Listings taken to listings sold ratio. And why is that one important? Well, because listen, in most markets across the country, for the most part, you should be able to sell between a little over 90 to 100% of all the listings that you take. And if you're not selling them, guess what? There's a reason. And the numbers will tell you the reason. If you're having a hard time selling your listings, it's very simple because of two reasons. Number one, you're overpricing. Number two, you're under commissioning. Price and commission. Price and commission. It always boils down to price and commission. Some of you might say, nuh-uh. It's about the marketing, or it's about the open houses, or it's about the condition of the house. Yeah, look, all those things help, but let's get real. You put a well-priced, well-commissioned home in the MLS, what's going to happen in the first 48 hours in a hot market? You're probably going to have 7 or 8 offers, right? What's going to happen within 2 weeks in a normal market? You're going to have at least 2 or 3 offers, right? It all boils down to price and commission. Price and commission. So now, I know a lot of you are going to be asking me, how do I do this stuff? How do I track this? How do I actually, go ahead and track this information, right? So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want you to go ahead and I want you to go to DannyMorrell.com and make sure that this is ready for you guys. DannyMorrell.com should be ready. Yeah. And when you go to DannyMorrell.com, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and click on contact. And at the back, I want you to put your name. Let me test this. I want to make sure this is working. Your email address. And in the message, I want you to put send me. Nope. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do it even better. Just go to the homepage under DannyMorrell.com. And it's going to say, enter your name and your email address and just click on the button that says sign me up. And for anyone that does that, I'll go ahead, guys, and I'll send you a free numbers analyzer, an Excel spreadsheet. Listen, I'm not going to send you instructions. You're going to have to figure that one out. You can. I'll send you some basic instructions, but that's a free gift for listening to our show and also for subscribing to our newsletter list. Okay, so I hope that you enjoyed this one, even though it was a little bit of a brain twizzler for you. But it's definitely something that you need to do if you ever want to really grow in this business, and that is understanding that tracking your numbers is important, and understanding that understanding the ratios that your numbers are telling you are important as well. All right, that's it for this week. Next week we go back to our regular schedule where we interview, and I think I got a superstar waiting for you guys. 100 transactions closed out of Canada. This young guy is on fire. That'll be next week's episode. Until then, subscribe, guys, subscribe, share the show, and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.